This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has condemned the attack on the commercial vessel GFS Galaxy off the coast of Oman today. The External Affairs Ministry informed in a statement that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one Indian national is reportedly missing. It said the Indian Embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. India has thanked the Omani authorities for their support. New Delhi has expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It reiterated the call for immediate de-escalation of tensions and the conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. The United States launched fresh airstrikes on Iran this morning. Iran retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan and the United Arab Emirates. The airstrikes came after Tehran attacked a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze and forcing its crew to abandon ship. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it has closed the Strait of Hormuz until further notice and warned of further action if U.S. strikes continue. The mortal remains of 15 Indian nationals who lost their lives in yesterday's boat capsize near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam are being transported to Ho Chi Minh City. The Indian Embassy in Vietnam today informed in a social media post that after the completion of necessary formalities there, the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest. The embassy said that 15 survivors of the tragic boat accident have been discharged from hospital after receiving medical treatment and are returning to India. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a series of development projects of the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth 405 crore rupees in Gujarat. On the occasion, the minister also launched a massive tree plantation drive under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign, which saw the planting of over 1 crore 25 lakh saplings across his Lok Sabha constituency, Gandhinagar. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that planting trees is extremely important for protecting the environment and ensuring a sustainable future. Addressing the Vriksh Mitra program and Paryavaran Sanrakshan Sankalp event in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several key initiatives to tackle climate change and global warming. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal has emphasized the need for adopting environmental friendly technology in construction sector on the 172nd Foundation Day of Central Public Works Department in New Delhi. The Union Minister also virtually laid the foundation stone of National Council for Public Works Building at Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh. The government has refuted a fake image circulating on social media claiming that ethanol-blended petrol can cause problems in a vehicle's fuel tank. The Press Information Bureau's fact-check unit has termed the claim as false. It said the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that E20 petrol supplied by oil marketing companies conforms to the standards prescribed by the Bureau of Indian Standards. The ministry said ethanol and petrol are completely miscible and do not separate or form layers when the fuel meets the prescribed standards. The United States, the United Kingdom and a dozen other Western and Asian countries today reasserted that China's expansive claims in the South China Sea are illegal based on a 2016 arbitration ruling. A joint statement issued by the 14 nations said they reject destabilizing actions in the disputed waters that threaten regional stability. The South China Sea remains a major flashpoint with repeated territorial standoffs involving China and the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei and Taiwan. In the historic one-off women's test between hosts England and India at the Lords in London, visitors were 306 for 7 in their second innings on day 3 when reports last came in. England were bowled out for 170 runs in their first innings yesterday, while India were all out for 285 runs. Semi-final lineup for FIFA World Cup has emerged with Argentina, England, France and Spain sealing spots in the last four. England defeated Norway 2-1, while Argentina outclassed Switzerland 3-1 in the quarter-final this morning. That is the end of this news bulletin.